a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, Attorney at Law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
If you have a wet basement, you've got a problem.
Not only are you inviting toxic mold, a flooded foundation can raise serious structural issues.
But here's the good news. Jackhammers and backhoes and other drastic measures are probably not in your future if you read our tips for sealing your basement. Hit MoneyPit.com, click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
The Money Pit is presented by Wagner Sprayers, the Angie app, and Deich Coatings. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are so glad to be with you today. If you've got a project that you'd like to get done, we would like to help you do just that. So as you look around your house, your condo, your co-op, wherever you call home, if there's something on your to-do list, the aim of this show is for you to slide those projects over to us, put them on our to-do list by reaching out to us with your questions. You can easily do that by going to moneypit.com/ask. That's moneypit.com/ask. Coming up on today's program, improving your bathroom. Well, that's one of the best ways to add value and appeal to your home. But if you think those home improvements have to be costly, well, we've got a different approach. There are plenty of ways to give your bathroom a lift without breaking the bank. So we're going to share bath updates you can get done for under $500 coming up.
And shake, rattle, and bang are three sounds that you do not want coming out of your plumbing pipes. Those loud noises are caused by a condition called water hammer and can cause serious leaks. So we're going to share some simple tips to silence the water hammer for good.
Plus, it's National Curb Appeal Month and a good time to focus on those outside projects, including dingy steps and porches and patios. So we're going to share a new stone-based terrazzo coating that you can do in a weekend that's both durable and beautiful.
But first, we'd really like to hear from you guys. What are you working on? What are your renovation plans for the rest of the summer? Or maybe you're already thinking about fall. Whatever is going on, let us help you get those projects done right and get them done efficiently so you don't have to do them again.
Plus, if you've got a big painting project on your to-do list, we've got a big, powerful paint sprayer to give away today. It's the Wagner Titan Control Max 1700. It's worth $379, and we're going to give it to one very fortunate listener drawn at random. If you want to make that you, reach out to us with your questions. You have to have a home improvement question to qualify. And our number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or just go to moneypit.com/ask. So that's what we've got coming up. So let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Caitlin in Iowa's on the line and needs some help restoring an old bath. Tell us what's going on.
Hi. My husband and I moved into our 1917 farmhouse about a year ago, and our main bathroom only has a clawfoot tub, and we would like a shower in it. So I was wondering if you had any tips on restoring the clawfoot tub and installing a shower kit.
So you want to keep the tub, right? You don't want to put a separate shower. You just want to basically plumb up a shower head into that, correct?
Correct.
Since it's a clawfoot tub, if you disconnect the plumbing, then you can get that out of the house. Because the best way to refinish that, to resurface that, is to send it out to a company that does that. Because if you do it in the house itself, they can come in with acids and they can
etch the old finish, and they can add a new finish, and then they can bring in heat lights and bake it on. But I found that it doesn't work nearly as well as basically sending it out to a place that's set up to re-enamel a tub. And then you're going to have one that really lasts for the long haul. And after that, you know, installing a shower kit to that is pretty much a plumbing project. Lots of places like Restoration Hardware have kits where you can find them online where you could basically plumb up the pipe that comes up and then arcs over for the shower head, and you need a nice circular shower curtain, a shower bar above it for a curtain. And, you know, all that's easy, but the hard part is getting the tub re-enameled.
Okay, and how costly is re-enameling a tub?
It's probably not as expensive as buying a new tub, and it's going to last indefinitely.
Okay, well, thank you for your advice.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
John in Pennsylvania is on the line and has a question about flooring. What can we do for today?
We're about to become homeowners, and we need to rip up some carpet, and we want to install hardwood flooring. We were curious how far you have to leave it away from your new floor, away from the wall.
Is it pre-finished hardwood, John?
Yeah, it's all finished, yep.
Okay, well, that's great. Now, I would recommend probably around half of an inch. You want to make it so that a piece of baseboard molding plus shoe molding will cover it. So between baseboard and shoe molding, you've probably got about an inch to an inch and a quarter of overlap, so to speak. So generally about a half inch will work. Most of the flooring manufacturers will give you specific advice on what the gap should be, but I say generally about a half inch is fine. And remember, that's a half inch away from the drywall, because even you have space under the drywall as well, it adds another half inch. That should give you plenty of room for expansion and contraction.
Okay. And then the other question was, when we get the new floors delivered, they said you have to leave it a certain amount of time before we install it to get, I guess, acclimated to our weather.
Yeah, you want to acclimate it to the space that it's going to be in, because if it comes like really cold, for example, it's going to kind of shrink, and then if it expands, it could buckle up. So you want to just put it in the room that you're going to install it in and leave it there for a good couple of days to acclimate.
Great.
Good luck with that project. It's very exciting. This is your first house?
Yeah, first house, yep.
All right, well, good luck.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, coming to you from the Angie Studios. With Angie, it's never been easier to connect with skilled local professionals to get all your home projects done well. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, improving your bathroom can be expensive, but it doesn't have to be. Bathroom remodeling projects for $500 or less in today's Home Solutions Tip presented by Angie are next.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com.
Angie is your home for everything home, and they've made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Just share your project online or with the Angie app. With Angie, you can book an upfront price instantly or request and compare quotes from multiple pros to find the best price for your project. So the next time you have a home project, just Angie that and start getting the most out of your home. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com. On our show, we talk a lot about the importance of making sure your gutters are working properly. If your gutters are clogged or if they have leaking seams and sections, overflowing water can really wreak havoc, causing everything from slippery sidewalks to flooded basements to even cracked foundations.
Now, another area where leaks are common is at the flashing between different roof sections or where vents or chimneys go through. Repairing both gutters and roof flashing requires a sealant that's easy to apply, durable, and flexible enough to expand and contract with the house.
DAP's new AMP Advanced Modified Polymer Gutter and Flashing Sealant has all those qualities and more. It provides a 100% weatherproof and waterproof seal with the ability to be applied on wet and damp surfaces. It also has a fast 30-minute paint and rain-ready time, and it's designed for both exterior and interior use.
For gutter and flashing applications, AMP Gutter and Flashing High Performance Sealant stays flexible, crack-proof, and is backed by a lifetime guarantee. The sealant retails for $9.98 and is available at home improvement and hardware retailers nationwide, or learn more at DAP.com.
August is National Curb Appeal Month, and a good time to take a look at your home's exterior. Now, if your sidewalk, your front porch, or your steps could use a makeover, there's an easy DIY solution. It's called Terrazzo from Deich Coatings. It's a decorative granite coating that rolls over concrete and masonry surfaces. There are 7 premixed colors that sparkle with fine grades of granite. You'll get instant curb appeal for your walkways, steps, and porches. That's Terrazzo Finishes. Order at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Do you have a home improvement, decor, or remodeling project and don't know where to start? Start right here. Connect with Tom and Leslie by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT. Presented by Angie, your home for everything home. You can also reach us by submitting your questions on MoneyPit.com or through our Facebook community page at Facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. And remember, download the Angie app to find pros for all your home projects. The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti, and this is the Money Pit. From gardening to garages, on the Money Pit podcast, we help you create your best home ever. So follow us on your favorite podcast app at moneypit.com/podcast.
Hey, guys, do you have a big painting project still on your to-do list for this summer or fall? Well, if so, we've got a serious paint sprayer to give away that will help with those projects. It's the Titan Control Max 1700 paint sprayer by Wagner. And I like that it pulls paint directly from a 1 or 5 gallon paint container, and it has a 30-foot hose. So if you're painting your house, you're painting your fence, you're good to go. It's available for $379, but we're giving one away to one very lucky listener who calls in with their home improvement question. You could also post your question to moneypit.com/ask or call us now with that question at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Charlene in Louisiana is on the line with a roofing question. What are you working on?
I have a shallow roof on my house. They call it like a 2-3 pitch. It's not flat. I mean, it's but it's very shallow, okay, almost no attic, you know, about maybe 2 feet in there. I was interested in an aluminum roof, you know, like a lifetime roof, and I wanted to know which would be better, that or a regular shingle roof, like an architectural roof.
You don't have the pitch for an asphalt shingle roof. You need to have at least a 3-12 or a 4-12 roof to put in shingles.
Well, I have shingles on it now, and they've been there for like 20 years.
I'm telling you, you may, but it's not right. You can only put shingles on a roof that's got a minimum pitch of 3-12 or 4-12. And if you've got them on there right now, count your blessings, but it shouldn't have been put on there. And any roofing manufacturer will tell you that. If you know, if you, your options therefore are either to do, say, a rolled roofing or a rubber roofing or a metal roof, as long as it's rated for that low pitch. And I think a metal roof's a great investment if you're going to be there for the long haul. But that's what I would invest in because, you know, with that low of a pitch, you probably don't see it very much, and you want to make sure that it's really going to be watertight. And with a low pitch, you just can't use an architectural shingle. It just won't work. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, next up we've got Ray in Minnesota who's working on a decking project. How can we help you?
Yeah, I just bought a house, and it was built in 2008, and I have a big wraparound porch, and it looks like it's never been really maintained since they built it. And so, especially with the Minnesota winters up here and the weather, looking to seal it, but not really sure what to use, and also, you know, not really wanting to have to do it every single year, you know. So just wanted to get some advice about what I could do.
So is the porch flooring a finished floor, or is it like a deck, like pressure-treated?
It's pressure-treated wood. It's a deck.
And is there anything on it currently?
No.
So what you can do is you could apply a solid color deck stain to that.
Okay.
And a solid color stain is going to last longer than a semi-transparent or certainly a transparent stain. But you use a deck stain because deck stains also have some durability to them.
Yeah, the benefit of the solid color stain is that because it's a stain, it's actually going to penetrate the surface of the wood. So the color will actually get into the lumber itself. And then a solid stain obviously has more pigment to it. So given the fact that your deck has had nothing on it for however many years, it probably looks a little worn in places and maybe worse for the wear. So a solid stain is going to sort of cover all of that up while giving you some color and still act as a stain, since that's what it is. And you're generally, if you apply it correctly, you're going to get about 5 years on horizontal surfaces and, you know, about 7 years on vertical. It really depends on the weather conditions, the application, how you prep it. Is the wood totally dried out when you're putting it on? But a solid stain is probably the best bet.
Okay, okay. I had one question about it. I've seen some commercials for some new products that are more kind of like concrete-based, almost like more of a paint type thing. What about those? Are those good, or would you recommend using something like that? Or
don't do it. I think you're talking about the products that are like liquid siding and things of that nature. If you were going to consider a product like that, I would Google the name of that product and the word complaints, because we've seen a lot of complaints about those products that claim to, you know, encapsulate the surfaces that they're applied to, just not working very well. I would stick with the basics. A good quality solid color stain from a good manufacturer is going to last a long time, and you certainly won't be doing it every year.
Okay, great. Well, I really appreciate the information and the help. Thank you again for taking my call.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, improving your bathroom is one of the best ways to add value and appeal to your home. But if you think those improvements have to be costly, think again. We've got plenty of ways for you to give your bathroom a lift without breaking the bank in today's home solutions tip presented by Angie.
Now, you can start with one home improvement that can actually save you money on medical bills. We're talking about safety grab bars around tubs and toilets to keep people of any age from taking a spill. And I do mean any age. You want to go with safety bars that are 1 1/4 to 1.5 inches in diameter. And if you're thinking they might make your whole bathroom look like it's a handicap bath, it won't, because the new grab bars today, well, they look like towel holders, for example, and other decorative elements, and they also hold like 300 pounds. So you can get these grab bars that look like they belong in your bathroom, but still give you lots and lots of safety as a result.
Yeah, and you can also think about changing out your bathroom's lighting. Now, lighting is key, especially in powder rooms, and if they've got no windows, you need good lighting. So amp up existing wattage if your fixtures allow for it, and replace older light fixtures with new ones for an all-around better look.
And finally, help your monthly budget and Mother Nature with faucets and accessories marked with the WaterSense label. Now, that's a program put together by the EPA, and they can save you more than 500 gallons of water each year. And when you think about the fact that your shower accounts for almost 20% of your household water use, you can start to see how a high efficiency shower head can definitely pay off big.
And that's today's home solutions tip presented by Angie. There's always a new problem to solve as a homeowner, but Angie's network of 220,000 plus skilled pros makes it easy to find the help you need. Download the app today.
Now we're going to talk to Blair in Virginia, who's taking on a painting project. Tell us about the ceiling you're working on.
I pulled out my towel washer and decided to clean off the deck and the walls and the ceiling. And now the ceiling needs to be repainted. And it was originally painted with an oil-based paint. I would like to not use oil-based. I would like to go over it with a water-based. But I don't know, first off, if I can do that and what would be the best brands to look into.
So the first question is adhesion. What's the ceiling made out of? Is this a drywall ceiling, a wood ceiling? What is it?
It's a wood ceiling.
What kind of wood?
It's a plot-to-supply wood.
The first thing I would do, now that you've got this all cleaned off, is I would prime it, and I would use either an alkyd primer, which is water-based, or I would use an oil primer, just the primer. The primer, it's important that it sticks really, really well, and it's also important that it adheres to whatever was there initially. And, you know, through the life of that ceiling, it may have had different paints, different finishes on it. We want to make sure we get primer on there that's going to have a real adhesive effect. Because once you get primer that sticks really well, then you could put latex ceiling paint or any type of, like, solid stain or something like that on top of it. But you got to use a good quality primer. That's really critical. So do the primer first. On top of that, since it's wood, you could use solid stain or you could use exterior paint. I would stick with a flat, though, if you're going to use the paint.
Right, right. Okay, so as long as I prime it well.
You would probably be more tempted to use that than oil-base, but honestly, oil-base works better than anything else. I just repainted my entire house, and I have a cedar house, and we use solid stain, which I'm always promoting on the radio show because it has the most pigment in it. But what I don't mention is that we had to prime this, prime the entire house. And the last time, you know when the last time was I painted my house?
When?
14 years ago. 14 years because I used oil-based primer back then and solid stain. And I did the same thing all over again because I want to get another 14 years out of it. But that's what you'll get if you do it right.
Okay, I can do that then. Thank you very much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Jeff in Wisconsin, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I want some insulation in the attic of my old house that I just bought last year, and I don't know which way I should go with either the loose fill or the bat. I want to do it myself to save money, but the loose fill, I'm kind of uncomfortable with all the weird conduits and outlet boxes and stuff that are up there in the attic. It's a walk-up attic, and we have a little bit of storage area up there. I don't know if stapling the rolls up against the roof is, I don't know what's going to give me the best R value and time value and money value, obviously.
All right, so first of all, let's talk about where the insulation goes. This attic is unfinished, correct? It's not a sleeping space.
Yes, correct.
So the attic does not, the insulation in this case does not go up against the rafters. The attic, the insulation goes on the floor, what you would call the floor of the attic when you're standing in it. Now, is there a wood floor across the entire attic surface now?
Not entire attic, no.
There's not. So it's open beams there, right? You can look down into see the ceiling below?
No, it's got the rolls in between there, but like I said, we have a storage area, which is the center of it, that has plywood down on top.
Okay, that's actually perfect. So here's what I think you should do. I would buy unfaced fiberglass bats, and just like the word says, unfaced means no paper face, no vapor barrier face. It's just plain old fiberglass bats. Now, you lay these down perpendicular to the floor joists. So not parallel to, but perpendicular. And you would lay these across the entire attic floor, except for the area that you want to reserve for storage. So this is an easy way to kind of say double or more than double the amount of insulation that's there, but still saving that storage space. Because once you put this down, it's actually going to be higher than the thickness of the floor joists, and you can't crush insulation. If you crush it, it doesn't work. So that's why it has to sit on top. So if you were to put like 10 or 12-inch bats down like that, you would have a dramatic increase in energy efficiency.
Oh, that's not a bad idea. I like that. Okay. Great. Thanks so much for your help.
You're very welcome, Jeff. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Get all your home projects done well with Angie. Download the app today. Well, shake, rattle, and bang are three sounds that you do not want coming out of your plumbing pipes. Those loud noises are caused by a condition called water hammer, and they can cause serious leaks. We're going to share simple tips to silence the water hammer for good. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Here. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And as we roll on towards the end of summer, is there a last-minute project you'd like to get done? Reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or go to moneypit.com/ask.
Wendy in Arkansas, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Recently, I had a leak in my roof in my bedroom. And it started out just a water stain on the ceiling. It's approximately 12 inches wide, 24 inches long. But here recently in the past few weeks, it looks like it's growing mold. It's a spot about the size of a dinner plate that it's real dark black mold. So I'm concerned that it may be black mold. And I don't know if, is there something that I can do to fix this, like with primer or paint and, you know, maybe bleach or something to kill the mold? Or is it something, am I going to have to replace the sheetrock in the ceiling?
Well, first of all, do you think that you've dealt with the leak, that there's no longer a leak there?
Well, I have a metal roof, and I think what has happened is the rain, it came a really, really bad storm, and it was blowing all different directions. And I think the water actually blew up under the metal on the roof. I don't think it's actually a leak because I haven't ever had any more
problems.
So
here's what you need to know. If your ceiling gets stained like that from a leak, you can't just paint over it because the stain will come through. So what you have to do first is you have to prime it. So get an alkyd-based primer or an oil-based primer, water or oil-based, it doesn't matter, and paint over that spot. Then once you've painted over with the primer, then you can paint, put the finish coat on top of that. But the primer has to be done first. If you're concerned that it's mold and you want to make sure it's not, then I would take about a 15 to 20% bleach solution. So maybe like one part bleach, three parts water, something like that can make it a bit stronger. Spray it down in that moldy area, let it sit for 15 to 20 minutes, and then clean it off. And then proceed with the primer and the paint.
Okay. Like I said, I'm concerned. I can't, you know, see the other side of the sheetrock because there is no attic space.
Well, right now it's a fairly small spot, so let's just deal with that and then move on. I wouldn't make a bigger problem out of it just yet. If we think the leak was a one-time situation, so now we just have to deal with this. You know, it's most likely a leak stain that you're looking at and not mold.
I'm pretty sure it's mold. It one spot, it does look, you know, fuzzy, like, you know, it's a white.
There's a product called a 5-minute mold test, and it's actually a swab within almost like a little tubey thing, and you just swab the area that you think is mold and pop it in there, and you'll actually get a reading within 5 minutes telling you if it's mold. And I think, does it also tell you the type of mold, Tom?
I think it might, and they have a consulting service, too, that they'll follow up with you on the result and tell you what they recommend you do about it.
Okay, well, great. That certainly helps. I'll give it a try.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888- Money Pit.
Well, everybody is used to their homes making some noises, but when they're coming from the plumbing, that is never good. When you hear shaking and rattling and banging, not always the best. So those loud sounds are actually caused by a condition that's called water hammer, and eventually it can cause damage to the pipes and even catastrophic leaks. This is never good.
Yeah, so let's talk about what this actually is. Water hammer is caused when a valve closes quickly. So if you think about it, for example, your clothes washer, your dishwasher, your toilet, you have the momentum of all that water moving through the pipes, and all of a sudden the valve closes, but the pipes carrying all of that water that's very heavy, by the way, because water is 8 pounds per gallon, the water keeps moving. And if the pipes are loose, it kind of shakes them, and that's the water hammer that we hear, because when you bang a pipe, you know, they're copper for the most part, and you hear it throughout the entire house. So the solution is to first secure all the accessible pipes that you can get to. So if you can get to your crawl space or your basement and you see pipes going across the beams, you want to put some additional fasteners on there to hold them tight against that wood framing. If it's held tight, it's not going to shake and rattle and roll, right? Now, the other thing that you can do is install what's called a water hammer arrestor or a shock suppressor, and that will help to quiet it as well.
I mean, this all really sounds like a shock absorber for your car. I mean, how does it work?
Yeah, it's very similar, and it's really pretty simple. It's basically an air-filled chamber with a rubber sort of diaphragm that absorbs the shock. So as the water, you know, screeches to a halt, it sort of can keep moving forward a little bit because that diaphragm is giving it a little bit of flex, a little bit of a bumper to sort of bounce off and then go back into the pipes without shaking them and making that racket. So that stops the pipes from banging, from vibrating, and potentially even leaking. So if it's something that you're hearing, you really should take some steps to secure those pipes, and if it's really bad, install the water hammer arresters so that you will avoid the potential of a future significant leak in your house.
Yeah, no one wants that. This is the Money Pit, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. You can find skilled local pros easily with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, it's National Curb Appeal Month and a great time to focus on those outside projects, including dingy steps, porches, and patios. We're going to share a new stone-based terrazzo coating that you can do in a weekend that's both durable and beautiful. Two things alike, next.
Angie is your home for everything home, and they've made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well.
Whether it's routine maintenance, an emergency repair, or a dream project, Angie lets you browse homeowner reviews, compare quotes from multiple local pros, and even book a service instantly.
So the next time you have a home project, just Angie that and start getting the most out of your home.
Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler, host of the Money Pit Podcast, with tips to help prepare your home for a stormy summer. Get ultimate storm protection by installing a quality metal roof. Exceptionally strong and resilient, metal roofs can withstand fires, hurricanes, ice, and snow. And new styles mimic tile and slate and clean easily with just soap and water. Replace old single-pane windows with new Energy Star certified windows from Pella and save hundreds a year in energy bills. Pella's innovative windows even include hidden screens that disappear when not in use. A well-insulated home lowers energy bills and increases comfort year-round. Thermafiber Fire and Sound Guard Plus from Owens Corning is made from natural ingredients, offering enhanced fire, moisture, and sound benefits. And instead of replacing your smoke alarm batteries, replace the alarm with First Alert's 10-year smoke and carbon monoxide alarms, available at Lowe's. The 10-year sealed battery lasts the life of the alarm and means no low battery chirps. For more, follow the Money Pit Podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. When it comes to the materials we use to build a house, concrete has got to be the strongest. And you'd think that it should also be the toughest, but strength definitely has its weaknesses. And when it comes to concrete, that's often the cracks that form. Now, once that happens, and especially if water is allowed to seep in, those cracks will multiply and get bigger and bigger.
Well, DAP has a new product that can help. The new AMP Advanced Modified Polymer Self-Leveling Concrete and Masonry Sealant provides a 100% weatherproof and waterproof seal with the ability to be applied on wet and damp surfaces. Within an hour, it's also ready to paint and can stand up to rain. And it requires no additional tools, stays flexible, and won't crack, shrink, or bubble. Plus, it's backed by a lifetime guarantee.
DAP's AMP Self-Leveling Concrete and Masonry Sealant retails for $9.98 and is available at home improvement and hardware retailers nationwide. Or learn more at DAP.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deitch Coatings. Deitch Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeitchCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Whatever you are working on this summer season, you guys, if you can dream it, you can build it, and we can help. Join us on the Money Pit Podcast every Monday and Thursday. Be sure to grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast.
Well, I love summer because it's a time when I can get a lot of projects done outside. And if you guys have a painting project that's ongoing, we have got a serious paint sprayer to give away that will help you get those projects done. It is from Wagner. It's the Titan Control Max 1700 paint sprayer. And it's a high-efficiency airless sprayer with technology that produces 55% less overspray, and the paint goes on 3 times faster than a roller. It's available for $379, but one very lucky listener is going to win the Titan Control Max 1700 by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or going to moneypit.com/ask. We're going to draw one name out of the Money Pit hard hat and send that paint sprayer to you. So let's get to it. The number again, 1-888-MONEYPIT or go to moneypit.com/ask.
Brian in Washington, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Last summer, I repainted the exterior of my house, and I used quite a few nails to kind of shore up some different things. I also fixed a window. And after I repainted, I used galvanized nails, but this year I already have a lot of bleeding of rust from the nails coming through. So I also did some caulking between the pieces of wood, and that seems to be peeling out already. So I was just wondering if there was something that I could, you know, go over the heads of the nails with, something quick, something that I didn't have to redo the whole side of the house.
When you did the side of the house last summer, did you prime it or did you just put the paint over the old paint?
Put lots of primer.
Lots of primer?
Yeah.
What kind of primer? Like, was it a latex primer or oil primer? What was it?
Gosh, I don't know that. I didn't buy the paint, but we put it.
But you did prime. You primed over those nail heads?
Yes, we did. Yes.
And it's coming through. Because generally, well, you say you use galvanized, so that's good. Was this cedar siding?
No, it's just conventional horizontals. Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, it seems like the nails, the galvanized coating on the nails didn't really stand up very well. But generally, the advice is this. When you finish nailing off that, you need to spot prime those nail heads. But if you're telling me you already spot primed them and the stain's coming right through, then I'm not really sure that we have any other suggestions for you. There are differences in the quality of primers. I would always recommend an oil-based primer over a latex primer when I had a stain issue to deal with, because it tends to seal it in better. So that's the only additional thing you might want to try, is to sand those down to the heads and then touch them up with an oil-based primer and paint them again.
All right. I guess that answers my question.
Well, it's National Curb Appeal Month. Yes, there's a month for everything. And, Tom, your card is in the mail, so keep an eye out for it.
I hope so.
It is really, though, a great time to focus on all of your outside projects. So if you've got dingy steps, porches, patios, there's a lot you can do. Now, terrazzo has long been a floor that's both durable and beautiful. But while traditional terrazzo is costly and expensive to install, Deich Coating's new terrazzo flooring system is not. Now, this is a stone-based liquid flooring system that works indoors and out and provides a very realistic and attractive appearance.
Yeah, and the application is very easy. You simply mix the product and you pour it on the floor, then you roll it out to spread the product evenly across the surface. Now, 1 gallon covers 60 square feet, so it's perfect for a porch or steps or a small patio. Or you can order more to cover pool decks and basements or garage floors. Now, once the terrazzo dries, you just apply a sealer on top of it and you're good to go. It completely resurfaces the existing floor or concrete surface with a flexible, watertight, and very easy to clean finish.
Yeah, you know, you essentially get the beauty of real granite, but you just roll it on. And I mean, it's tough stuff too. It's been tested for water, salt, chemical, impact and abrasion resistance, and it also resists the hot tire pickup, meaning, you know, when you've been driving a while and your car is super hot and tires, it's not going to mess up as you drive on it. Plus mold and mildew resistancy, and these products even cover and hide hairline cracks and minor flaws in your existing surface, so you can't lose.
Plus, this is a project that you can easily do in a weekend. Now, terrazzo comes in 7 premixed colors. It dries quickly and it cleans up easily with water. You'll find terrazzo along with other Deich Coatings primers and decorative concrete products online at Lowe's or at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
We've got Rebecca from Kansas on the line. What can we do for you today?
We have a room that has the old wood paneling in it with the grooves and such, but would really like to not remove it. But is there some way we can get the drywall look without putting up drywall? With putting on mud by hand or splattering it and kind of doing a knockdown, or would it stick or what do we need to do?
Well, I feel like whatever you put on top of it, whether you fill it with mud or you use something to make the grooves go away and then try to smooth out the surface, you're going to get so much movement from the walls, just in general. Not that your house is moving, but, you know, it does. And it gets a lot of movement just from people walking by, that none of that's going to stick in there. And it's going to end up falling off and looking weird, and you're going to have to do it again. So my suggestion is either embrace the paneling look as far as the grooves and paint it to give it a different effect, or put like a half-inch drywall over it.
If you painted it, would you have to put some kind of a primer so it'll stick, or would you need to do a light sand on it? Or
yes and yes. You want to make sure that the surface is clean,
right?
Obviously. Mm-hmm. So if there's anything, you know, sticky or gross on it, you want to give it a good cleaning. You can use something like TSP, which is trisodium phosphate, and that's like a good wall prep product. Or you can give it a light sanding. But if you give it a nice, if there's a sheen to it, you may want to give it a light sanding, but not necessarily. And then I would use a really good heavy-duty primer, something perhaps like a Bin or a Zinsser, something that's, you know, hardcore, that's going to stick to anything. And then let that dry, and once that's done, you can go ahead and put a latex top coat on it.
Okay. If we elected to do the half-inch drywall, we'd just treat it like a normal drywall, tape it, put the mud on, and sand it, and paint it.
Absolutely. The only thing to consider is that any electrical outlets, your boxes, things like that, are going to have to be pulled out a little bit.
Oh, we're going to have to bring them out.
Yeah. Trim as well.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Angie is here to connect you with the skilled pros you need for all your home projects.
And they do mean all, from lawn care to plumbing, repair and remodel. Download the Angie app today.
Coming up, Debbie wants to take on painting her metal siding, and she needs to know the best paint for the project. That's next.
You live in a Money Pit.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial Steak Salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Summer travel is tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or pollen, sap and baked in grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved three offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
And you can scratch it with your nail. You know, I wouldn't scratch it with a metal tool because that's kind of unusual. But, you know, anything you have that you think would be a good thing to scratch it with, and test it and see if you've got good adhesion. If you're using the right product, it is really going to stick well to that siding. So if it passes that scratch test, then you can go on to painting. Now, I like to stay in the same family of primers and paint. I personally prefer to use oil-based paint, because I feel like it has better grab than latex when you're painting on metal. I understand it's a hassle to clean up, but let's face it, folks, it's not that hard. And if it really bothers you that much, then just throw away the roller and, you know, start with a new one every single time. But I think that you'll find that the oil-based paint, the solvent-based paints, just give you better adhesion. I mean, Leslie, I was painting, for example, a metal shelf that was an old metal shelf, and it needed a lot of cleanup, and I did that. And as I was painting and putting on a new color, I was using Rust-Oleum for this. You can just feel the grab of that paint as you're, like, trying to brush it on. The brush doesn't, like, slide over it. It kind of drags over it because it's, like, friction that holds it down. And you know you're using a paint that has got really good adhesion when that happens.
I mean, I hear what you're saying about solvent-based versus water-based, but truly, outside of a primer, I can't remember the last time I've used a solvent-based paint for anything.
Yeah. It's unfortunate we've been getting away from it, but anybody who's been painting for as many years as I have knows the difference. And when you put a solvent-based paint on, it really does adhere. I mean, even when we did, for example, last time we stained our cedar siding, we used a solvent-based primer underneath that, and we used a latex-based top coat. And together, they worked very, very well. But that adhesion is key, and if you don't get it right, you're going to be very sad when that paint starts peeling off in a very big way. Because when that happens, there's nothing you can do except strip it off, which is an enormous project, and start again.
Yeah, seriously. But I agree with you. Definitely, if anything, use that solvent-based primer. It will make sure things stick for sure.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, guys, thank you so much for spending a part of your day listening to us. We hope that we've given you a valuable tip or two to help you with a project or a task you're trying to get done around your house. If you've got a question, you can reach out to us anytime at 1-888-MONEYPIT. But for the fastest possible response, Just go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. Until next time, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The feds are opening an independent third-party investigation into the cause of the wildfire that killed over 100 people in Lahaina, Maui.
The ATF is working to determine the origin and cause of the fire. Officials arrived from the ATF's Honolulu Field Office and Seattle Field Division Thursday. They'll work with Maui fire officials and others investigating the source of the fire. The ATF's team includes an electrical engineer, 2 certified fire investigators, and 1 arson and explosives group supervisor. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Hurricane Hillary still bearing down on Mexico's Baja California. National Hurricane Center is predicting catastrophic and life-threatening flooding for the peninsula and for the southwestern U.S., where it's forecast to make land as a tropical storm later tomorrow. Meanwhile, Hillary is expected to plow into the Mexican peninsula tonight, then surge northward and enter the history books as the first tropical storm to hit Southern California in 84 years. Meanwhile, brutally hot temperatures continue to set records across Texas and the southwest. In Dallas, 109 the high for today, 111 expected for tomorrow. The bad news is forecasters see no relief in sight. Federal judges in Georgia and Texas are putting on hold provisions of 2 controversial voting laws.
In Texas, the federal judge found the state's new mail ballot requirement that voters provide the same identification number they use when they register to vote violates the Civil Rights Act. In Georgia, a federal judge put on hold provisions of that state's law, barring the provision of food and water to voters waiting in line. Both laws were passed in 2021.
Norman Hall reporting. In a race for the GOP presidential election, the Iowa caucus is less than 5 months away. News and analysis at townhall.com.
It's Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Ecuadorians voting for a new president tomorrow, less than 2 weeks after the South American country was shaken by the assassination of one of the candidates, a crime that laid bare people's fears over the unprecedented violence in their once calm nation. The BBC's Leonardo Rocha reports the family of Fernando Villavicencio is suing the government for negligence.
A lawyer representing the Villavicencio family said they were accusing the Ecuadorian government of murder by omission. They said the authorities had ignored several death threats against him. President Guillermo Lasso has issued a statement rejecting the allegations. He asked the family not to politicize the murder ahead of Sunday's elections, which take place amid a surge in gang-related violence. Mr. Villavicencio's party has appointed a journalist and personal friend, Christian Zurita, to replace him in the election.
More breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Unusual medical situation in Maryland.
Authorities confirming a case of locally acquired malaria in the state for the first time in more than 40 years. Health Department says the individual who is now recovering did not travel outside the United States or to any other U.S. state with recent malaria cases. The Maryland Department of Health says the matter is being taken very seriously and it will work with federal health officials to investigate this case. Jason Walker reporting.
Officials in New Jersey say a fish caused a power outage after Sayreville police found the culprits on the transformer after a blackout. Officials suspect a bird dropped the fish onto the equipment. Jersey Central Power and Light says animals are a common cause for power outages, but usually squirrels, adding fish are not on the list of frequent offenders. More on the stories, townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom.
Hey, Redding, don't miss out on our Burger Basket Diner deal. Here for the summer only. Get your paws on a single, double, or triple burger and fries any time of the day. For an added treat, make it a combo with a specially priced hand-scooped ice cream milkshake. Open daily, so come on in and feed your inner bear at the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Now at Turtle Bay Museum, cats and dogs on display now through September 4th, featuring immersive and interactive exhibits, games, and activities all about cats and dogs. Learn about the science and culture behind our domesticated furry friends, great for all ages. And don't miss Turtle Bay's summer animal shows, outdoor playgrounds, gardens, and more, all at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Presented in memoriam by the family of Cheryl Bambauer, Cats and Dogs, the exhibition. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Summer travel is tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or pollen, sap and baked-in grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand-scrub pre-clean and a personal towel-dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
The Money Pit is presented by Wagner Sprayers, the Angie app, and Deich Coatings. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you get projects done around your house. What kinds of projects? Well, home improvement projects, of course, DIY or not, whether you're doing it yourself or you're hiring a pro and you need some guidance to get going, or maybe you're stuck in the middle and you need some help to get out of where you are, we are here to do just that. First step, though, is to help yourself by reaching out to us with your questions. You can do that by going to moneypit.com/ask and clicking the blue microphone button. You can tell us your question and we will get back to you as quickly as possible, or you can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Coming up on today's show, we're going to talk about window shutters. Now, they are an attractive addition to your home's exterior, but they actually don't do a darn thing to actually protect your windows. For that job, you need something called a storm shutter. So we're going to share the options just ahead.
And a front door is more than just an entry. It's a focal point for the first impression of visitor guests, and if it's done well, it can significantly add to the perceived value of your home. So we're going to have some tips on sprucing up or adding new front doors that deliver more than just protection from the elements.
And when it comes to outdoor living, what's old is new again, but this time there's an energy-saving benefit. We're talking about awnings. Today they are as beautiful as ever, they're easy to operate, and they can reduce cooling bills by as much as 15%.
But first, the Money Pit is about helping you create your best home ever. So whether you live in a house or an apartment, dealing with a repair, or dreaming about a renovation, we're going to help you tackle your to-dos with confidence and have a little fun along the way.
So reach out to us with your questions right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT. If you do, we'll toss your name in the Money Pit hard hat because we're giving away the Wagner Titan Control Max 1700. It's a fantastic paint sprayer that's worth $379. It's going out to one listener drawn at random. Make that you. Call us with your question to qualify. The number is 888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to moneypit.com/ask.
Kathy from Ohio is on the line with a weird problem.
The toilet in our upstairs bathroom makes a squealing noise when we run our washer on the utility floor. Now, it hasn't always done that. It started doing it recently, and we had a plumber here who told us that something wasn't properly vented, but I don't understand why it would suddenly happen. I don't think our venting has changed, and I'm not even sure how plumbing is vented. So we are looking to solve that issue. If you can help us with it, I'd be grateful.
Well, to your last question, Kathy, plumbing is vented because basically when you flush water down your pipes, you have to have some air that follows behind it so that it doesn't back up. It doesn't sort of drag. And that's what the venting does. It lets the air in and also lets the sewage gases get out. Now, in terms of why this is happening, I'm a little bit confused by this, Leslie, because typically when you get a squeal, that's on the supply side, that's on the water supply side, and when it comes from a toilet, it's almost always caused by the fill valves. Now, if the plumber is attributing this to having something to do with the venting, he may be seeing in the toilet that sometimes you get gurgling in a toilet when it's not vented well, and if the water inside the tank goes down, maybe, and it's got a bad fill valve, it tries to fill itself back up and it squeals, and that would account for the fact that it's happening now, and it hasn't happened, you know, in the past. It's just sort of a developmental thing. But I would be curious to know what the plumber thought the solution was, because you can't just say, well, it's got a problem, but I can't fix it. You know, that's what you're there to do, and there's lots of ways to address venting. If it hasn't happened before and it is a vent issue, it also could be a blockage somewhere down the line. So there's more unanswered questions here than questions, but I will tell you that normally those squeals have to do with valves. And they usually have to do with toilet valves, because when they don't fully open, they're going to squeal a little bit as the water goes through. And copper plumbing will telegraph that sound all over the house. So it can sound, you can hear it in every single room, even though it's happening up there in the bathroom.
We've got Robert in Delaware who's got some problems with the sidewalk. What is happening?
I have a small issue with my walkway coming into my house, and that is the divider between the concrete pads, the walkway. They're all in good shape, except for one. It seems to have deteriorated and washed away. So I'm trying to think of a way to fill that in. I didn't know if I should put sand in and then pour in a composite, or it's actually about a half-inch gap there. If you have any ideas that could help me, I'd be very appreciative.
You know, Robert, that problem you describe is very common, because the fillers between the concrete slabs that you mentioned, those are really called spacers, and they're actually there to give the concrete a place to expand and contract so it doesn't push against each other and crack. But they're not nearly as permanent as the concrete, obviously, and they're just going to dry out and fall out over time, and then you end up getting, you know, dirt, and you get seeds, and you get weeds that fall into there. So what you want to do is this. You want to scrape out anything that's in that space between the two concrete slabs. Then you want to pick up something we call a backer rod, which is like a foam noodle. It comes in different diameters, and it sounds like you're going to need one that's like 1 inch in diameter. You cut a piece to fit the width of the sidewalk, and then you press it into that gap. You can use a screwdriver or a stick or something, so it sits down below the surface probably at least maybe I'd say a half inch or so. And then on top of that backer rod, you basically install a flowable urethane type of caulk sealant. And when that dries, it'll expand and contract. And because you have the backer rod there, it's not all going to fall down to the bottom of the slab, and there'll be no end to how much of that stuff you need. So the backer rod keeps it in place. You put the sealant in there. It dries. It attaches itself well to both sides of the slab. And you're going to have to do this probably again and again in the future. But that's the best way to handle that. Putting sand in there is not going to solve that at all. It's just going to grow weeds. So put the Baccarat in and you'll be good to go.
This is 888 Money Pit presented by Angie. Tackling home projects is easy when you just Angie that. Get the app today.
And just ahead, shutters might add curb appeal, but real shutters actually do a lot more to safeguard your windows from storms. We'll have tips on how these storm shutters can be added to your home when the Money Pit returns.
Angie is your home for everything home, and they've made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Just share your project online or with the Angie app, and with Angie, you can book an upfront price instantly or request and compare quotes from multiple pros to find the best price for your project. So the next time you have a home project, just Angie that and start getting the most out of your home. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. If you're remodeling a kitchen or bath, there's one ingredient that you want to get right. And it's not one you'd normally think of. I'm talking about caulk. You know, it's one of the last steps to a kitchen or bath reno, but it's a really important product for sealing gaps that can cause leaks resulting in damage, including mold.
The new AMP Kitchen and Bath Hybrid Sealant is designed for projects and applications around tubs, sinks, showers, and toilets. It can be applied on wet or damp surfaces, provides a 100% waterproof seal, it can be painted in as little as 30 minutes, and it prevents mold and mildew growth, keeping your caulk seams looking fresh and clean for the life of the sealant.
DAP's advanced hybrid sealants outperform silicone in key performance attributes such as wet surface application, paintability, and crystal clear clarity, providing maximum performance for every project.
AMP Kitchen and Bath Hybrid Sealant retails for $9.98 and is available at home improvement and hardware retailers nationwide, or learn more at DAP.com.
We're all spending more time in our backyards. With Rumblestone from Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a grill enclosure, a fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
August is National Curb Appeal Month, and a good time to take a look at your home's exterior. Now, if your sidewalk, your front porch, or your steps could use a makeover, there's an easy DIY solution. It's called Terrazzo from Deich Coatings. It's a decorative granite coating that rolls over concrete and masonry surfaces. There are 7 premixed colors that sparkle with fine grades of granite. You'll get instant curb appeal for your walkways, steps, and porches. That's Terrazzo finishes. Order at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast-Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikrete Fast-Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on at your Money Pit this weekend? Well, if you guys can dream it, you can build it. Be sure to join us on the Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday. Grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast.
Well, if you guys have big painting plans this summer, we have got a serious paint sprayer to give away that will help with those projects. It's from Wagner. It's the Titan Control Max 1700 paint sprayer. And it's great for handy persons, general contractors, experienced homeowners, inexperienced homeowners, you name it. But if you got to tackle a large painting project, this is a tool that does just that. It's worth $379, but that Titan Control Max 1700 paint sprayer is going out to one listener drawn at random for free. Make that you. Call us now with your question. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT or go to moneypit.com/ask.
Well, this is the time of year to be outside enjoying your property, but Grace is on the line with some issues with a patio that needs restoration. What's going on?
We have a patio that's 40 years old. It's concrete. It has soldier edge bricking all the way around it, but some of the portions have raised, and are actually a little dangerous. And some of the portions also have just turned color. In short, it's an ugly patio. What are options and whom do we call?
Well, Grace, I mean, I think the good news is that the fact that you've got a patio with a soldier's edge around it is nice. Now, for those that are wondering what that is, that's when you take brick and you stack it vertically and use it as a border for, in this case, the patio. And apparently they're broken off and they're falling apart and they're somewhat dangerous. But the fact that it's there is kind of cool. I would investigate the possibility of actually doing a restoration job on that where you basically remove all the loose brick and re-mortar it in place. You may need to have a mason do that. But in terms of the concrete that's left, Leslie, there's so many nice finishes to that today. You know, you have the terrazzo coatings, for example, that are absolutely beautiful and other options. I think that between restoring the soldier course and then refinishing that patio surface, I think that could look pretty nice.
I mean, I think it could look really nice, and especially if there's something, you know, special about that brick, if it's, you know, antiqued or dated back to a certain, you know, time period when the home was built. Like, that's really special and deserves being preserved. It's interesting, you know, you hardly ever hear that term soldiering or soldiered, and I think that applies to it, pretty much any sort of tile. It's like a pattern, so brick, tile, and it's when everything stands on edge like a tall, like a soldier. And then if you were to, say, do a soldier pattern on a tile wall, they're all stacked, you know, vertically and horizontally so that everything's in line, like there's nothing that's offset.
Yeah, you don't overlap the joints.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's really a lovely pattern, and the fact that it's with this brick is really special. And I think for the top, you know, you're right. Deich Coatings has so many different applications that you can use to give a nice, solid, durable surface. It can have, you know, a texture, a pattern. It can look like marble. It can look like terrazzo. It can look like so much. So that's definitely an option. And I think with, you know, a little bit of work here, you can really have something super special.
Absolutely.
All right, now I've got James in Massachusetts on the line who's having an issue with an unruly couch. What's going on, James?
About 20 years ago, I bought a beautiful wooden couch, stained a nice dark walnut color. And where you sit on it was cushions that were covered in a fabric.
Were they loose cushions or were they attached to the frame?
They were not attached to the frame. They were loose. The frame is quite beautiful. You walk all the way around the couch. It's probably best seen from behind, where you can see the structure of the wood. It's a very nice couch. But after about 16 years, the cushion fabric wore out, so I had this brilliant idea that I was going to cover the cushions in a faux leather. And now 4 years on, I find that the cushions stick to the wood. Somehow the faux leather, naugahyde, whatever it might be, is leaching the stain right out of the wood. The rest of the wood, where the cushions don't touch it, is still as beautiful as it ever was. But where the cushions touch it, now it is all tacky. It does not transfer onto the cushions themselves. I can touch the cushions, and they do not feel sticky. Is there a solution besides taking this thing down to bare wood?
It's possible, and that's probably because of the same reason you'd see it in the kitchen, which is moisture. Not saying that the cushions are wet, but because the cushions have, you know, a texture to them that is also smooth, if that makes sense. You know how leather or even, you know, artificial leather, when you sit on it, it like gets warmed up and then you kind of stick to it. Like, I feel like you're probably getting the same thing just in the area where you're getting the contact from the finish to the actual fabric itself. Now, what you could do, if you are committing to a specific side of the cushion that will always be the top, you could sew something almost like a canvas or a moleskin or something on the bottom that gives it, you know, more movement, but is also more of a breathable fabric. The only issue is it might come sliding off, but it won't stick.
Oh, that's an excellent idea. So half the cushion would be fabric and the part that's touching the wood.
Right. The bottom side would be a fabric that's more of like a backer or a base, like a canvas or a duck claw.
Now, these are not only the bottom cushion, but also the back that touches wood as well. So fabric all the way where it touches the wood. Is there anything that can salvage the finish of the wood without just taking it down to bare wood?
Do you find that when you have the cushions off for some time that it sort of re-solidifies or re-cures, or no?
No, it doesn't. It remains tacky. Although I have to admit, I've not tested that out for a great length of time. I mean, like a month or something.
I mean, it might be worth it just to use, not to take it all the way down to bare wood, but to get something like a liquid sander. It comes in a bottle. You'll find it in, you know, any home center in that paint and stain aisle. And then just put that on. You sort of brush it on or wipe it on in the area and just let it have like a little bit of tack to it. Maybe just then hand sand it a little bit with a sanding sponge and then just apply your stain or your finish to that exact spot. Or do that whole railing. It sounds to me like you have like a slatted back and a slatted seat perhaps. So I would just do the boards that have the issues to it, you know, not the rest of the frame.
Sounds like an excellent idea. So liquid sander and fabric on the back of the cushion.
It's worth a shot.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your help.
Well, window shutters look great and they add curb appeal, but most of us have shutters that are purely aesthetic. Now, real shutters are functional and they really do help safeguard your windows in a storm, and they're also going to help keep out harsh sun in the summer.
Yeah, but you have to remember that the shutters we see today are modeled, very loosely I might add, on the original wooden shutters that had a more practical than decorative purpose. In the old days, they actually attached on the inside of the window trim and the hinge closed to protect the glass from flying debris or to provide some shade. When they're open, the shutters are held in place by a pivoting metal hook, which, by the way, is actually called a shutter dog.
I mean, truly, I think the only commonality between today's shutters and previous time shutters are the name.
Really, that's right.
I always look at the shutters we have and I'm like, if these were to actually close, would they even cover my window? Nope. But what if you want real shutters, Tom? I mean, do you have to get them custom made? Are they still even available?
Yeah, I mean, they can be custom made, but even stores like Home Depot sell them online along with all the hardware you need, but they are not inexpensive. I've seen them anywhere from a couple of hundred up to almost $1,000 a pair. Now, if you can't do the whole house at once, you can obviously just start with the front for appearance, or you could do the south and east sides, whichever get the most sun.
Yeah, and if you do go with real wood shutters, one more thing that you need to think about is painting. And you have to remember that you need to protect shutters against moisture infiltration. And with a shutter, there's actually six sides that need to be painted. And you're like, no, front and back. That's two. Actually, it's front and back and all of the edges, top, bottom, sides. You got to paint all of them. You've got to really seal them and protect them. Now, if you live in an area that's at risk for hurricanes or tropical storms, there is another type of shutter that you can install, and it's called a hurricane shutter. And these also help you reduce insurance premiums and the costs that can be associated with hurricane damage.
Yeah, that's right. These hurricane shutters, or storm shutters, as they're sometimes called, are not the wooden louvered panels. They're motorized, they're made of metal, they're mounted at the top of a window, and if a storm is coming, or even if you want extra security, you hit a button and they lower automatically down. They do a really good job of keeping any flying debris from breaking through your windows. Lots of shutter options out there. If you want those to be decorative, you can find them. If you want them to actually close, you can find those. And if you want them to protect you in a storm, well, you got that option as well.
All right, now we're going to talk to Cindy, who's got a question about a mysterious toilet ring. What's going on?
We've got a strange thing that I clean the bathrooms and clean the toilets, and within about 3 days of cleaning the toilets, both toilets in the house come up with a residue around the water ring, and it looks like dirt. I've never had dirt come up to a water ring in my toilets before. I'm wondering if you might have an idea of what the source is of this.
Now, Cindy, I've never heard of dirt. I mean, I've heard of getting a ring because the water is sitting there. Perhaps it's not a toilet that's used very often. But if you do have a toilet that just needs constant cleaning, and I sort of went this route because I have boy children who are gross in the bathroom, I got a Vormax Plus. This is American Standard. Vormax Plus toilet, and it sort of has a built-in cartridge that you put in, and it's got like a Lysol based cleaner, so it freshens the toilet but also sends out this kind of oxygenated foam every time you flush, and it kind of scrubs the toilet on its own. That gives you a leg up on cleaning everything, and that may do the trick. I mean, otherwise, Tom, could it be something that's decaying in the tank, maybe something with like the ball valve or something?
I mean, I guess it's possible, but I think the Vormax is a good idea. It's kind of a self-cleaning toilet, and I think in this case that'll make it go away. I don't know if you've ever used another type of commercial bowl cleaner, but you could try that as well if you don't want to change the toilet out. But I like the fact that with Vormax, you basically just dump it into the bowl every time you flush. Of course, the downside of that is you have to keep, you know, ordering them and replacing them. But I think that's a great option.
I mean, I do get the packs of the insert cartridges, like a six-pack online. So it's like I've always got them sticking around. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Money Pit. We're coming to you from the Angie Studio. When it comes to home projects, Angie does the heavy lifting for you. Just answer a few questions to book instantly or connect with local pros. Download the Angie app today. Just ahead, a front door is more than just an entry. It's a focal point for the first impression a visitor gets. And if you do it well, it can significantly add to the perceived value of your home. We're going to have tips on sprucing up or adding a new front door that delivers more than just protection from the elements next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco & Brew.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The first of the lineup is built to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months, plus save up to $800 on qualifying implements. Now through September 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, if you guys have a question about a home improvement project, you can reach out to us right now at moneypit.com/ask.
Heading out to Rhode Island, we've got Stuart on the line. What's going on at your money pit?
I've got about a 3,000 square foot home. And when I built the house, I put a hot water heater in the basement, just one hot water heater for the whole house. It's more to one side of the house than the other, so obviously I'm getting hot water pretty quickly on one end. On the other end, it takes forever. I'm wondering how I can split that up. Should I install another regular hot water heater on the other side of the house? Right now, I have an electric one on a timer. Or should I put in a tankless hot water heater? Or is there some other way to go to put in hot water on the other side of the house?
So, yeah, the problem you're describing is common. You have diagnosed it correctly. It's a matter of the time or the speed or the distance that water has to travel. And if you have the water heater in the middle of the house and your bathroom's on the end of the house, you got to wait for that hot water to make its way through the plumbing system before it starts to warm up. Now, the two options are, yes, you could put a second water heater nearer that half of the house, and that will shorten the distance, and the tankless is a good option for that. The other option, though, is to use a hot water recirculating system. Check out those by Watts, W-A-T-T-S. The Watts hot water recirculating system consists of a pump that basically will take that hot water line and rotate or circulate the water through it between the water heater and the fixture. And it does so on a timer. So, for example, if you're usually waiting for water for that first early morning shower, you can have the recirculator come on, a half hour before that and warm up the water so that when you turn the faucet on, it gets hot right away and then go off after that, because you don't want it to run all the time for two reasons. Not only does the recirculating pump use electricity, but the water heater does as well. If it's electric or if it's gas, it's got to run more often to keep that water warm. So check out the hot water recirculating systems by Watts. I think that's a good solution in this particular situation. Well, getting a new front door is a great way to add value and style to your home without spending a lot of money. And if that's a project you'd like to consider, we've got a few tips to help. First, think about the material. Lots of options here. They vary from simple solid steel to fiberglass to the very ornate wooden doors, and each can have transoms and coordinating side lights and intricate glasswork as well. Now, while it's easy to save money by opting for a lower cost model, there are definitely pros and cons associated with each type of door.
Yeah, there's a fiberglass entry door, and these are going to cost anywhere from $150 to $2,000. Now, extremely ornate models with side lights and a transom, you know, if you start to get fancy and add all those extra bells and whistles, you can run $3,000 or more. But fiberglass is a very popular option that gives you a wood-like look, and it gives you also increased durability and excellent insulation value. So fiberglass really is a fantastic choice.
You know, and I think when people hear about fiberglass, they think about like a fiberglass tub or something like that. It's nothing like that. I mean, I have fiberglass doors in my house, and you can almost not tell the difference between those doors and real wood doors. They're just amazing. Now, inexpensive doors to consider would be steel front doors. They're going to range from maybe $300 to $700. And although they can reach a lot more than that when you start adding in all the extra, steel is really the least expensive option, though it's less popular because of the harsher metallic look. And even if you want a plain steel look, fiberglass still comes in those styles and delivers a lot more benefit and reduced maintenance and energy efficiency.
All right, now let's talk about wood entry doors. If you love a traditional look and you don't mind the maintenance because you are going to have to do some maintenance, then a wood door could be for you. Engineered wood doors are going to cost around $200 to $500, while solid wood is the most expensive option at $500 to $5,000 or more. I mean, wood is the most traditional and customizable option, but it is one that requires active maintenance to prevent warping and rot. And forget it, if your front door is in full sun all day, you're going to have to do this work a lot more often.
But think about the fact that doors are really the first thing that people see when they look at your house, and they can really make a good impression. And there's actually been studies that have shown that if you just improve the front door, if you just replace your front door, it itself can add as much as $25,000 to the perceived value of your home. And fortunately, they cost a lot less than that to put in.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit during your summer weekends. Whatever it is that you are working on, give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, you want to cut cooling costs and add some outdoor style? Well, awnings are making a big comeback and can help you do just that. So stick around.
You live in a money pit.
The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Setting a fence post, a mailbox, a deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with QuickCrete's fast-sitting concrete mix in the red bag. And there's no mixing needed when setting posts. You just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. QuickCrete fast-sitting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-sitting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag. On our show, we talk a lot about the importance of making sure your gutters are working properly. If your gutters are clogged or if they have leaking seams and sections, overflowing water can really wreak havoc, causing everything from slippery sidewalks to flooded basements to even cracked foundations.
Now, another area where leaks are common is at the flashing between different roof sections or where vents or chimneys go through. Repairing both gutters and roof flashing requires a sealant that's easy to apply, durable, and flexible enough to expand and contract with the house.
DAP's new AMP Advanced Modified Polymer Gutter and Flashing Sealant has all those qualities and more. It provides a 100% weatherproof and waterproof seal with the ability to be applied on wet and damp surfaces. It also has a fast 30-minute paint and rain-ready time, and it's designed for both exterior and interior use.
For gutter and flashing applications, AMP Gutter and Flashing High Performance Sealant stays flexible, crack-proof, and is backed by a lifetime guarantee. The sealant retails for $9.98 and is available at home improvement and hardware retailers nationwide, or learn more at DAP.com. Angie is your home for everything home, and they've made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well.
Whether it's routine maintenance, an emergency repair, or a dream project, Angie lets you browse homeowner reviews, compare quotes from multiple local pros, and even book a service instantly.
So the next time you have a home project, just Angie that and start getting the most out of your home.
Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. August is National Curb Appeal Month and a good time to take a look at your home's exterior. Now, if your sidewalk, your front porch, or your steps could use a makeover, there's an easy DIY solution. It's called Terrazzo from Deich Coatings. It's a decorative granite coating that rolls over concrete and masonry surfaces. There are 7 premixed colors that sparkle with fine grades of granite. You'll get instant curb appeal for your walkways, steps, and porches. That's Terrazzo finishes. Order at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by RoofMax.
the world's first rejuvenation treatment. Nationwide, RoofMax dealers have saved property owners hundreds of millions of dollars with their guaranteed treatment. Don't replace RoofMax. Learn more at RoofMax.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. And we are broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Get all your home projects done well with Angie. Download the app today.
Whatever it is that you are working on, from gardening to garages, on the Money Pit podcast, we help you create your best home ever. So follow us on your favorite podcast app at MoneyPit.com/podcast. Heading out to New Hampshire, we've got Debbie on the line who's looking for some help in learning about a product called RoofMax for her roof. What's going on?
I'm trying to find out about a company called RoofMax, R-O-O-F-M-A-X-X. They are saying they have a spray to help seal up your tiles, your roof, 5-year warranty. Cheaper, of course, than putting on a new roof. 5 years would at least help me raise the money for a new roof. So I'd like to see if they are legit and how that works.
Yeah, it definitely can save you money because the application of RoofMax is a lot less expensive than replacing your roof. But what that is basically it's a rejuvenation treatment. They apply it to the roof and...
It's like a mask.
Well, it's an oil, right, that soaks in.
Yeah, it's like a hair mask. You put the oil in your hair and it makes your hair all smooth and luxurious and healthy again.
I don't use a hair mask, so I didn't know about that.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically the premise of it. When your hair gets dried out, you put an oil base or some sort of mask on and it rejuvenates. And that's kind of what RoofMax does for your roofing shingles.
Yeah, these guys have been at it a long time. They came from the roofing industry. They knew that there were millions and millions of tons of asphalt shingles being dropped in the landfills, and that if the shingle itself could be rejuvenated, if it could be sort of moistened in a way, that they could get some additional years out of it. So they developed a product that does just that. Now, full disclosure, RoofMax is a sponsor of the show, and that is, frankly, the reason we know so much about it, because we've looked at the company, we've looked at the research, and they've got a good reputation. Now, it doesn't work for all roofs. You have to have the RoofMax dealer come to your home and look at it and see if it's within the range where RoofMax treatment will work. But when it does work, and if it is qualified, you know, you can get at least 5 years out of this. And in your case, as you said, they'll give you some more time to save up for roof replacing. Because, Leslie, I don't think that that's anything that people do. They kind of wait for the the big event.
Oh, for sure.
And they all of a sudden got to find the money.
Well, I also don't think people realize that this roof rejuvenation from RoofMax was even an option. You know, so it's so great to learn that there is something that you can do. If the shingles are in the right state, they can be rejuvenated, and you can extend the life of that roof, which is fantastic and a huge cash saver.
So we're fans. Good luck with the project. Let us know how you make out.
Well, awnings have always been a functional addition to your home's exterior, but today they're gaining popularity as an improvement that can deliver not only energy savings, but also increased home values.
And if you're thinking that awnings are those dreary and dated structures made of aluminum canvas and rusty bolts, well, it turns out that is not totally true anymore. All right, let's start with the numbers. Awnings extending from windows, doors, and patios can cut a household's summer energy bills by as much as 15%. And because home cooling costs are so much higher than the cost of energy-efficient lighting, those savings are not undone by the need to turn on an additional light or two to make up for any perceived loss of natural light.
And you know what? Today, even more, fabric awnings can be beautiful. And they're high tech. I mean, the options that are available. You can get computerized awning systems that feature light sensors and devices that measure wind speed that will allow your awnings to extend and retract according to the current weather conditions that you're experiencing. And awnings can also increase your living space. I mean, you can turn an outdoor area into a protected living space and add value to your home and resale appeal. I mean, they really are so lovely and so functional.
Yeah, so if you're considering this investment for your home, you want to ask yourself a few questions up front. First, what's the goal? Is it aesthetic or functional? If energy savings is what you're after, consider a lighter color for your awning so that it optimally blocks and reflects sunlight. And is the awning going to be stationary or retractable? Now, retractable awnings can be extended or retracted either manually or with a motor. When deciding between the two, though, consider the chance that sometimes you're going to want the option of more sunlight or don't want the hassle of taking awnings in and out depending on the weather or the season. Bottom line, though, what's the best material for your home? Well, you really got two choices. Cotton canvas, which has that classic look but generally doesn't hold up well or retain shape, as well as synthetic products. Or you can go with an acrylic-coated polyester, which is stretch-resistant and totally waterproof. So lots of options to think about, but awnings definitely are a nice way to spruce up the outside of your home and enjoy the summer weather all that much more.
Chatting with Ed, who's got an old house foundation issue. What's going on, Ed?
Well, I've got it's an 1880s home. It's a Victorian. It's a Victorian. I have a foundation that's brick. It was putting in brick, and I thought I just needed to tuck point it. But as I started looking at it, I realized that some of the bricks are actually starting to bow out, and I probably need to fix it. But when I looked into it and started looking into it, the bottom part of the foundation is only a single layer of bricks thick, like from, you know, the base, from the bottom of the cellar up about 4 feet. And then they basically made a normal brick wall, two bricks thick, you know, with an interlocking brick and everything. But the bottom part is only single brick. And because it's starting to bow, I'm like, I really don't want to try. I mean, I can just tuck point it, but it's going to hold the bow in place. I'm not sure how I go about fixing that.
Do you think it's possible that this was a Yankee basement? In other words, it used to be the double thickness of brick was maybe the original home, and then they dug out the basement and put the additional layer in when they built that part of the foundation?
I really don't think so.
So, Ed, I think a couple of issues here. First of all, just in terms of repointing the loose mortar, that's going to probably be necessary no matter what you do. And the most common mix for mortar is 4-to-1, which is basically 4 parts sand to 1 part cement. There are sometimes variations if with old brick, if it's really, really a soft brick, sometimes they go 5-to-1 or 6-to-1, 6 parts sand and 1 part cement and 1 part lime. The lime tends to make it a little more sticky. It might make it easier to handle. So that's the kinds of mixes you would use for mortar. But I think I would go ahead and repair the loose mortar where it exists. But in terms of the reinforcement, I can only imagine how many different opinions you're getting here, but the only opinion that I think really counts is going to be the one that comes from a structural engineer because, and here's really a really important point, no matter what you do to fix this, if you don't have professional direction on this, it could potentially impact the value of your house. If you've got some serious cracks like that and you're trying to address that and make sure it doesn't happen again, a structural engineer is the one that should be designing that repair because when you go to sell the house, once the repair is done, you want to be able to prove to the potential buyer that the repair was done under professional supervision and not just the combination of a bunch of contractors' opinions of what they think ought to be done. It's really a better way to go. It's kind of like having a pedigree on the repair. So I'd fix up the loose brick as best you can, but I really would get a structural engineer to specify exactly how to reinforce that part of the wall that's bowing.
This is the Money Pit. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Looking for the best price for your project? Well, Angie makes it easy to compare quotes from multiple pros or book at an upfront price. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, if you're constantly navigating narrow stairs with a laundry basket in your arms, it's time to bring that laundry room to you. We're going to tackle that project next.
You live in a money pit.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlus Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlus Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlus will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlus today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come get a homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. Now would be a great time to reach out with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or go to moneypit.com/ask.
Dave wrote in saying, we purchased a house about 10 years ago and since have found several significant problems, including several rooms that don't have return air vent ducts to the HVAC system. Some also have registers that don't seem to be connected to the system at all. I've heard there's a way to run small hoses through the walls to correct this problem. Is that a solution?
Yeah, so first of all, not all homes, Dave, have return air vents in every single room. In fact, most forced air heating and cooling systems are going to use one or two centrally located return air vents, typically like in a hallway or another space that is central to the home. Now, you mentioned that some rooms have registers that don't appear connected to the HVAC system. That's another issue. These may or may not be return air vents, and it's kind of difficult to tell, but I'm going to give you an easy test so you can figure this out. Make sure the system is running full blast. In the summer, you could simply turn the thermostat all the way down, and in the winter, you could just put it on fan only so you have air running through those ducts. Then take a tissue and hold it against each duct. If it's a return air duct, it's going to stick to the register, and if it's a supply duct, it's going to blow out. The tissue kind of is going to help you spot that airflow. Now, as for your question about the 3-inch ducts, you may be referring to a high-velocity HVAC system. It's used in retrofit situations where the homes are already built, and it used to be sold under a trade name called Space Pack. I think that's changed now, but there's only one system out there that really does this. Now, with this system, the ducts are very small, but they carry a lot of air, and they can be run through walls, which makes it easy to add to them. So what I would do, though, here is try to figure out what you have, and now that we've taught you how to tell the difference between a supply and return duct, and if it turns out that you don't have return ducts or you don't have any that are working right, then you're going to need to call an HVAC contractor. One more tip. Make sure there is a 1-inch air gap under the door to the room, because if you close the door to a room, you need to provide a way for the air to get back to that return duct. And if the doors are sealed tight all the way around, it's just not going to happen.
All right, good call. Dave, hope that helps you out.
Well, if you're constantly navigating a narrow staircase with a laundry basket in your arms, it's time to bring the laundry room to you. Leslie has tips on how to do just that in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, more new homes have washers and dryers in hallways, in the kitchen, in a bathroom. But if yours is stuck in the basement or at least on a floor other than where the bedrooms are, don't worry, it's never been easier to move your laundry room upstairs. For example, a stack washer dryer, these are units that are small enough to fit in a closet. another type of combo unit washes and dries clothes without any help from you. Now, this unit looks like a normal washing machine, but you don't have to move wet clothes from the washer to the dryer because the washer is the dryer and it's going to save you a ton of space. Whatever's going to work for you. I mean, think about how much laundry you do as a family, where you do the laundry, how much you're schlepping everything around. Think about bringing that laundry room to you instead of you having to go to the laundry room and cleaning all your clothes. It's suddenly going to become less of a chore. Dare I say, you might even enjoy it. Tom's like, nope, not gonna.
You know, I'll tell you what, we stacked our washer and dryer when we moved our laundry room to the second floor, and we could not be happier. They work perfectly. Plus, they're a lot close. The dryer's a lot closer to the exterior wall, so it dries everything that much quicker because it's not like, you know, going 10 feet through a duct through the flooring system or something like that to find a vent out. So it really is a nice project to take on. Well, coming up on the next edition of The Money Pit, now that we are in the so-called dog days of summer, have you noticed that your lawn is going a bit brown for the month? Well, we're going to tell you what you need to do to make it past the brown and bring back that green on the next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.